This article is titled Scapegoats. I don't know how it was for you growing up, but in my little corner of the world, people frequently found someone lower than they were so they could feel important. Of course, no one was lower. It was just that by generating that thought and feeling about someone else, it made their thoughts and feelings about themselves seem higher. It is still hard for me to understand how creating scapegoats can make a person feel better or higher. But I have observed it for many years, and I must confess that in moments when I start to inwardly beat up on myself, my thoughts do look for a scapegoat. For example, on a day that I am too lazy to work out, my mind might think of someone my age who is in less good physical shape than I am. They have become my scapegoat. Yes, you're right. That is dumb. But all mental scapegoats are dumb. However, creating mental scapegoats is easy. You just have to do a comparison. It can be done on a societal scale or on an individual scale. It can be done as a bottom line in your life, or it can be an in-the-moment comparison. The Baptist kids in my high school class made fun of the Pentecostal kids. The Hispanic workers that came to work the vineyards were seen as much lower than the residents of our little town. These were the societal scapegoats. But individual ones exist as well. I come from a musical family, so we had a piano. For some reason, that one piece of furniture elevated me and made a friend feel lower than me in her eyes. After she came to my house and discovered we had a piano, she stopped being my friend. Can you believe? She did. Obviously, she'd felt her home was inadequate, causing her to feel a need for me to be her scapegoat. Working in my dad's country store opened my eyes to the huge amount of scapegoating that went on in the town. One of my favorite customers was a sweet little lady who couldn't speak plainly. I became furious one day when another customer came to whisper to me how pitiful that woman was. She was not pitiful just because she spoke differently than the whispering woman. In fact, she was wonderful. She was a very loving, kind human being. Hopefully, this writing will make you aware of the scapegoats that you let sneak into your thoughts and feelings. They are nasty little things that take up room where beautiful thoughts and feelings could exist. Claire, you're with us today. Do you have any thoughts on this or questions that might clarify for others?
Well, I certainly have a long history of scapegoating.
So you're an expert on this subject.
I apparently started very young. I had four older brothers, and my youngest brother and I would get into spats quite frequently. And so when my father would come in and, you know, break the spat up, my defense was always, he started it.
Well, of course, all children know that line.
He started it, and he was older, of course, so he should have known better. I was just joining the negative pattern. But my father's response was always, two wrongs don't make a right. I heard that every day of my life. Now, you'd think I would have grown out of it, given such early training of breaking the pattern, but nay, I did not. I can hear the voice in my head making excuses all the time. It's as little as, you know, I go into the kitchen and I cook my meal and other people haven't cleaned up after themselves. So I'll say, well, today I don't have to. I'm feeling a little lazy. Like you said, I'm just going to leave my stuff out too. And it's like, Claire, that's not really your piece of completion. Why don't you clean up after yourself? So it's a constant, I have to battle those constantly. My little scapegoat voice wants to come in all the time and give excuses of why I don't have to bring my piece.
Mm-hmm. And comparison can be a nasty habit.
Yeah, well, they're not. I don't have to. I can join the negative very quickly, or the incomplete. It doesn't even have to be a negative. It might not be their negative. It's just my perception of it, and it's an easy way out.
And when we do scapegoating, what we're doing is leaving ourselves out of a joined opportunity. You know, if they were not bringing completion in the kitchen, and you included them not as a judgment, but you said, oh, well, your heart wants you to have completion, and I am aware of it. So you joined their heart and brought it. You would have expanded, whereas scapegoating makes you shrink.
Yeah, because I'm really, if I don't join, then I can see if I'm not loving them and accepting, I can easily go to be in a judgment. And then I'm not doing my completion, I'm just judging and doing it out of a place of judgment, which then causes me to feel resentful.
Well, not only resentful, but you shrink. If you have an opportunity to join somebody's heart, even if they're not joining you all the way down, you have expanded. They maybe don't get it, or maybe they do get it. But they'll have to join with somebody else, but they have the opportunity to empower it.
That's so expansive.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.